Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were taught that when we make a promise to God, we had better keep it. And let's continue with that interesting thought.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In verse 9 of our text here in Nahum chapter 1, affliction shall not rise up the second time. Now, wow, what does that mean? Affliction shall not rise up the second time. What's that all about? Well, my friend, that shows completion in the totality of the defeat of Nineveh. That shows the complete, total elimination, the putting down of that country. It was a result of God's judgment. And what a disaster. After delivering Nineveh once before in Jonah's day, 150 years earlier, they fell back into darkness. Every generation must accept personal responsibility. Now, God warned, but these people didn't repent. So, they were completely destroyed. Think of that. They were completely destroyed. Now, I've seen and prayed with people in the hospital, and they were not supposed to make it. They said, I'll give it all to the Lord if he would just heal me. And I've had several instances where they were healed. And they made a couple visits to the church. But before too long, they were back to the old life. And next time, they're taken out. Sometime suddenly. Proverbs 29 verse 1 says it this way, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Now, my friend, affliction doesn't rise the second time, giving you a chance to make it right again. It has in some cases, but often there's an ongoing price afterwards. Israel was in captivity for 70 years the first time they lost their land. Nearly 2,000 years the second time, till 1948 when they became a nation, and that's been with trouble all the way. King David had to sin with Bathsheba. The baby dies. The sword does not depart from his house. The second time, God allows him to go on, but 70,000 Israelites die because of him when he numbered the people. When you turn back to the flesh, after God giving you a great healing or grace in your life, don't expect a second time of affliction in which you will again rise, make it through it with no problem. Oh, no. Many times he will destroy. Many times he will make an utter end. The humorous story is told of two men that were on a raft. They didn't know their boat had wrecked, and they got on the raft, and they had been floating out there for a few days. And Bob begins to pray, "Oh Lord, if you'll just deliver us," and he started making God promises what he was going to do. Then Elmer says, "Stop, stop, stop. Don't make a commitment yet. I think I see a sail." Well, he thought he saw a sailboat, and so he says, "Hey, don't make a commitment yet. We don't have to." Well, many times people think, "Well, I'm making an agreement with God. If he'll do this, I'll do that." You know, that's not love. Love makes a commitment regardless of what the other does. Too often, the commitments we make are not a loving commitment to him. Like many revival decisions. Well, I've seen revivals where, I've seen one revival that was in a church in which over 140 people in that short week got saved. About 3 to 4 months later, you could probably count in one hand the number of those 142 that were still around. So many are just abandoned. Now, you may have given in to the pressure of the Holy Spirit at the moment, but you didn't really give it yourself to it in heart and to the Lordship of Christ. And I'm not talking about the Lordship of salvation that says, "Well, you messed up, so evidently you weren't really saved." But no, I am talking about the idea that it wasn't real commitments, whether it's for salvation or rededication or Christian living. It's abandoned so quickly. It's kind of like the seed that fell upon the rock. It takes root, but boy, as soon as there's a sun comes up, and all of a sudden they're dead to the things of God. And they love the darkness rather than the light. And what a shame that is. It's a great shame. The truth is, spreading the gospel, calling to faith and repentance, may have a short heyday, but it's often followed by the devil's attack, using the world, especially the religious world, to attack. Now, in my ministry, I've been in the ministry over 40 years, and really, when I think of it, my dad was a pastor from the time I was, oh my goodness, 7 years old, 6 or 7 years old, so he was in my life, so I've been around full-time ministries, whether I lived in the house or I was actually the guy. I mean, for 40-something years, I've been actually the guy, but really, I preached my first sermon in the first Sunday of February of 1970 in a church. Now, I spoke in jails and other places, so I actually preached before that. But when I think about it, I've been around full-time ministry in one form or another quite a bit of my life. I mean, for 63 years. And I found in those 63 years of my 70-year life that many times that it is religious people, the so-called Christians, that attack fellow Christians, especially if they're doing something soul winning. They're out there witnessing. They're out there on fire for the Lord, separated from the world. Or if somebody does fall, they're the first ones to kick them in the gut while they're laying on the ground. Now, this country has so many social media things going on and avenues that kids are accessed to many of those things that even their parents don't know about. Adults as well. And it's been through these social media things that extramarital relationships have grown. Kids are sending nude pictures of themselves. Parents, be wise. Make those cell phones be right in the middle of the room, if not in your bedroom at night. Let them be charged in your bedroom, not their bedroom. There's a time to cut them off. So many pictures of self are being made. Many ladies, I mean, adult ladies, some of them 40, 50 years old and older, taking so many pictures of themselves in various, you might say, in various stages of undress. By that, I mean they're dressing in the attire of a harlot that you expect a harlot to wear. You have beer and Bible churches. No standards are left in the church or home. It's spreading like crazy. And what I find interesting is I remember Lester Roloff. He spoke on TV of how it was so evil and the things that it was going to do to this country. And he did not think that we could have in America a national revival or a national moving because so many people were addicted to the TV and the ethics of Hollywood were becoming acceptable. And that's back in the 50s and 60s, folks. Today, with all these social media things and what they have, Snapchat and Facebook and all kind of things like that going on. But yet we must remember, God is still greater. So we must allow him first place. Now, it is a shame. I believe that the filthiest place in most modern American homes, even so-called Christian homes, it's not the kitchen floor. It's not even the bathroom floor. It's the hard drive in those computers. And what a shame that is. We need some Jeremiahs, John the Baptist, Paul's, Ezekiel's, Jeremiah's, and a host of other heroes of the faith who will stand up in this wicked day and be a light and salt in a world of darkness that hates both those things. Look, those men were hated. It is believed that Isaiah was sawn in half while he was still alive. We read of Jeremiah being in stocks and thrown down into a dungeon and left. They were going to let him die until somebody got him delivered. Most of the apostles were martyred for the faith. So my friend, will you put your fleshly pride aside for the salvation of your own home, for the salvation of your own church, hey, for the salvation of your country? And we not only see defeat and the destruction in Nineveh and of the unrighteous life, but next see the devouring of life. In verse 10, for while they be folding together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble, fully dry. They think they can devise a way to get by God in order to not to have to deal with sin. Remember verse 7? Had shown God's great grace and goodness for all who would turn back to him and trust him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible.